From the intersection of fermented and demented, it's Uncorked with David Wilson.
We're only a couple of weeks away from the official start of winter, and your wardrobe has probably already changed. But it's not the only significant change that comes with cooler weather. More after this.
If you're like many wine lovers, you just can't seem to part with those corks, and the pile is growing. Turn that pile into style with an original cork cage holder from EpicStyle.com. Dozens of shapes and styles from windmills to wine barrels. These cork cages are a smash hit with wine aficionados, and you've got to see them at EpicStyle.com. Hundreds of items to add artistry and fun to any dinner or cocktail party. EpicStyle.com. Find gifts and accessories for home entertaining.
We tend to pair a lot more things with the weather than we realize. Our wardrobe, our activities, the foods we eat, and the things we drink. Not much ice-cold lemonade is consumed in the fall and winter. However, big, bold wines that warm the body and spirit become very popular when the fireplace begins to crackle once again. Since wine and food are largely inseparable counterparts, our seasonal wine tastes will likely mirror the fall and winter foods that most please our palates. Those light summer salads will often be passed over in favor of a tantalizing roast beef, rack of lamb, or buttery turkey crammed full of rich, decadent stuffing. Not surprisingly, wine preferences will go along for the ride, and big, bold Cabernets, spicy Pinots, mouth-watering Merlots, and even daringly oaky Chardonnays will get most of our wine-loving attention. Unless, of course, you find old habits hard to break. And that would be a sad thing, since that Pinot Grigio, refreshing Moscato, or Sauvignon Blanc will be no match for Aunt Pat's pot roast. Yep, it's okay to allow your wine taste to change with the weather. This is David Wilson, Uncorked.